I'm Michael Thurber, and you're listening to Interlaken Public Radio, a service of Interlaken Center for the Arts.
Hi, I'm Bela Fleck, and you're listening to Kids Commute from Interlaken Public Radio.
Thank you, Bela. Happy Wednesday, Kids Commuters. That's our friend, banjo hero, Bela Fleck, playing our theme. If you'd like to be featured on the show playing our theme on any instrument at all, find instructions, sheet music, everything you need at kidscommute.org. So here we are. It's day three. It's Banjo Week with Bela Fleck. Good morning, Bela.
Hi, how's it going?
Fantastic. Thank you. We still have some more Banjo Week to do.
Thank goodness.
I know, really.
Right?
More banjo. We have a lot of recordings of you in our library performing your works, performing classical works, but we also have a big selection of your larger scale works, like concertos and quintets and pieces for symphony and banjo. Now, how did those happen?
Well, it goes back to my pal Edgar Meyer and another friend of mine named Mark O'Connor, who both were writing their first pieces for violin and bass and symphony when we were all good friends in Nashville in the late 1980s. And I was the armchair quarterback sitting watching going, wonder why they did that, or I wouldn't do it that way, or those sorts of things. And but I never knew what it was like to attempt to write a piece like that, but I felt like I needed to someday. And I wasn't aggressively pursuing it. It was one of those maybe someday kinds of things. But then one day I made the mistake of talking to the CEO of the Nashville Symphony about my idea, and he said, let's do it. And all of a sudden, I was no longer sitting in the armchair critiquing other people. I was having to do it myself. I discovered how hard it is. But I really wanted to do it. I really wanted to do a good job of writing. And I didn't want to just write a piece and have someone else orchestrate it. I want to do everything. I wanted to do everything. Just like I watched my friend Edgar and Mark do, for better or worse, you know, because the bar is so high on these pieces. I mean, the people who do this well spend their whole lives doing it, and they really know what all the instruments sound like, and when they're writing and they're thinking of what they want the oboe to do, they know how high it can play, how low it can play for all the instruments, you know, and I don't know that. How could I know that? I've been playing the banjo in the bluegrass band and some jazz guys. But so at any rate, it was a big challenge, but I wanted to see what I could do. And so I wrote the first piece. I called it The Imposter because I felt like I was fooling everybody, making believe I could write a piece like that. But it went pretty well, and I got to play it with some of the great symphonies. I got to play it with the Philadelphia and Cleveland symphonies and a lot of other ones all around the country, Colorado, South Carolina, maybe 100 performances of that piece. And then I got a request to do another one, so I wrote a second piece. And then I got a request to do a third one. And then I thought, well, maybe that's enough. Three banjo concertos is enough. So I've written three banjo concertos, and for the moment, I'm going to stop there and do some other things.
Okay. I can't wait to see what's next, though.
You know, you love to find things that surprise you, and especially if you can find things that surprise you about yourself. Like, I'm always trying to impress myself. Okay, I know I can play bluegrass. I know I can fiddle around with some jazz. I know I can do this and that, but what can't I do? And I'm always trying to figure out how to do that thing that I can't do. I also feel like there's sort of a big soup, a gumbo of Bela, whatever the heck I am, and we all are this. We all have this, you know, pile of things, that the ingredients that make us who we are. But as I put in classical music and I put in jazz and I put in all these different ideas into my gumbo, then when I take out a spoonful of it, it's all mixed up. And that's the true me that comes out of learning all of these things, is the way it comes into me and comes back out in a new way. And that's the artistic process.
So we're going to hear another flavor of gumbo today.
Okay.
And this is a Tchaikovsky flavor. So this was a piece that was originally for more instruments. This isn't just a solo instrument piece.
Well, it was a featured violin piece.
Okay.
But yes, with more instruments around it. I tended to like the things that were fast and perpetual motion-like, you know, with a lot of fast single notes, and it was because that's what my banjo does. But this one piece was just struck me in such a romantic, beautiful way, and I thought, wouldn't it be nice if I could get the banjo to sing like that? And I don't know if I did, but I wanted to try, and this was an opportunity to do that and play the banjo as a lyrical, beautiful melody instrument.
So this is Tchaikovsky's Melody in E-flat, or as we've been calling it, Souvenir of a Dear Place. That's its other title, performed here by Bela Fleck.
That was our best banjo buddy, Bela Fleck, performing Tchaikovsky's Melody in E-flat, also known as Souvenir of a Dear Place. Be sure to tune in to Kids Commute tomorrow. Bela will tell us how he managed to play a piano composition on the banjo. Now, pianos can play more notes than a banjo can, so how did he do it? You're going to have to listen to find out. Speaking of souvenirs of dear places, we keep souvenirs of every Kids Commute episode online at kidscommute.org. You can listen to any episode you want, anytime you want. And with that, another episode of Kids Commute has come to an end. I'm Kate Botello. Thank you for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Have a fantastic day.
Interlochen Public Radio.